The Water Cycle by Steve Parker. In the beginning, long ago, high in the sky, there was a tiny drop of water. It floated in the air. Around it were millions of other water drops. All together, they made a cloud. The cloud was not white and fluffy. It was a dark, damp rain cloud. The water drop began to fall. It fell faster and faster.
Hello.
The raindrop fell down, down, then splash! It landed on a dinosaur's head. It bounced onto the ground and soaked into the soil. Underground. The water drop moved very slowly down through the soil. It went past stones, worms, and the roots of plants. It went deeper and deeper under the ground. Finally, the water drop soaked into a stream under the ground. The stream was cold and it flowed very fast.
Brr, I hope I get out of here soon.
The stream flowed out through a hole in a hillside. It splashed down the hillside and joined other streams. Eventually, the water drop flowed into a wide, quiet river. In the river. The water drop liked the river. Many animals lived there. There were tall reeds along the banks. The flow of water was slow and gentle.
Things have changed while I was in the soil. Where have the dinosaurs gone?
Reed, water lily, frog, fish, diving beetle, water weed, water snail.
Nice and clean. The river flows towards the town. Some of the water pours into pipes. There is mud, rubbish, and germs in the river water. It must be cleaned before people can use it. What happens at a water treatment works?
1. Dirty water enters the pipes. 2. It passes through the bars and screens. This filters out large objects such as leaves and twigs. 3. Chemicals are added to clean the water. 4. The water flows on through lots of small stones and tiny bits of sand. This filters out very small objects and dirt. 5. More chemicals are added to kill germs. 1. Dirty water. 2. Bars and screens. 3. Chemicals. 4. Gravel bed. Small stones. Sand bed. 5. Chemicals added to kill germs. Clean water.
It's smelly in here, but soon I'll be clean again.
Water at home. Every day at home, we all use lots of water. Turn on the tap and out it comes. Can you think of all the ways we use water? How many can you spot in the picture?
Oh no! I'm going to go down the plug hole! Help!
What would you do if you didn't have water on tap? Down the drain. The water drop gurgles down the plug hole into the drain. Water from the toilet goes here too. Rainwater also flows into the drain.
Down the drain to be cleaned again.
The dirty water flows through the water treatment works where it is cleaned. The dirty water from the drains must be cleaned. Otherwise it would harm fish and other animals in the river. The dirty water flows back to the water treatment works. There it is cleaned again. The soap, dirt, toothpaste and other substances are taken out. The clean water flows back into the river. Ice-cold water. It's now winter. The water is so cold it cannot flow. It becomes hard and solid. This is called freezing. Frozen water is called ice. A sheet of ice freezes on the surface of the water.
I'm freezing.
In spring, when it is warmer, the ice will melt back into water. All of the river will flow again. Water power. The water drop reaches a wall across the river. This wall stops most of the flow. The wall is called a dam. This dam is very useful. As water flows through pipes inside, it presses on wheels called turbines. The water makes the turbines spin around. This produces electricity.
1. The water collects behind the dam to form a large lake. 2. The water flows through pipes inside the dam. 3. It presses on wheels called turbines to make them spin round. 4. The turbines produce electricity. 5. Electricity passes through wires to be used by us. Dam. Pipes in dam.
It's very dark and noisy in here. I hope I get through okay.
River. Turbines. Electricity made here. Electricity goes away along wires for us to use.
Not much water. The river flows on and on. In some hot countries, the land on either side has little rain. It is very dry, and few plants can grow. This is a desert. A long time without rain or water is called a drought. People living in dry places have to be very careful not to waste water.
Many of my friends here are going to help the plants grow.
People dig long holes called ditches to carry the water from the river to their fields. Out to see the sea. At last the river reaches the sea. The water drop floats along the coast. There is a sandy beach where people have fun. The water drop floats out into the wide open ocean. Most of the water in the world is in the seas and oceans. Most of the Earth's surface is covered by water.
It's been a very long journey so far. Where will I go next?
Sea to sky. The sun warms the water in the sea. The heat turns the water into something we cannot see called water vapor. The vapor goes up into the sky where it is colder. Then the vapor turns back into water drops and forms a cloud. The cloud blows over the land. It starts to rain.
Snow, rain, streams, plants, rivers, lakes, clouds, sun, water vapor, sea.
Water drops like me go round and round. It's called the water cycle. Here I go again.